Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. It was a big winning night in the elections for the Dawson household, as the town of Sunnyvale passed three bonds for building stuff at the school district, including a new multi-use athletic facility. So excited about that. They got some sort of a medical clinic going in. I think it was like $160 million they hit us for. But it's always cool to see money going to the school districts. Okay, we got NFL stuff here with the Cowboys, and Jane Slater tweeting, Mike McCarthy asked about crashing his tablet on the sidelines in Sunday's loss. Started with a joke to the reporter, but then made sure to clarify he didn't want to make light of it and how embarrassed he was that he did that. I always think those are, you know, like the kind of viral moments you want as a coach to show your intensity. But I guess for a guy like Mike, he doesn't want to, you know, lose his cool and show too much sports passion. I don't know. How's Dan Campbell react to that? How's more of a caveman coach react to that? I think you own it, you know, maybe a chuckle.
I could see him like taking it and like smashing it on his own face.
Yeah.
You know, like Dan Campbell would be, he would take it to a completely different level. Probably just snap it with his bare hands.
He
wouldn't even throw it on the ground.
He could.
But you do love to see some of that passion. I still want to know if that was that frustration from what he was seeing on the field from his team, or was the tablet just freezing up on him?
Could happen. You know, those tablets can be very frustrating.
Well, and expensive. This isn't the good old days where you broke a clipboard and everybody's just like, no problem. You know, somebody perked up in there and was like, gosh dang it.
Yeah.
That's a $400 bill.
So sometimes the Wi-Fi can be tricky. You get all those people in the building at the same time.
They weren't at AT&T.
Yeah. Mike said Cooks and Lawrence will not be activated for practice today, but both are moving around good. I don't know. This Cooks thing, man, seems kind of scary. You get an infection like that.
Yeah.
You know,
the fact that he's being mentioned with Tank in the same, like,
they're, I know, because we knew Tank was going to be a long time.
This doesn't sound very good right now. This situation, I'm again trying to run that one down too. But yeah, the fact that they're talking about it, I'm like, yeah, neither one of them are going to do anything. It's like,
yeah,
it's not like he said, yeah, Cooks will be back in, you know, this time. And then Tank, we know it's going to take a little bit longer. I mean, he put them both in the same, and we kind of feel like that Tank is going to be a lot longer.
Yeah, it might be one of those deals where, like, you get a wound, though, and if it gets infected with that staff, and then on a football field, you know, in that turf, you know, I think it might just be like a further infection risk. Maybe I'm feeling fine, but until the wound has totally closed up, you know, you go to a wound care specialist. I've experienced with this recently. Abby got bit by a spider last summer. It cratered. It was like the size of a quarter and maybe like a half inch deep at one point, right? And so she couldn't go in the pool all summer. She had to miss out on a lot of stuff. She had to be careful that she wasn't sliding on it because it would open back up, you know, real easily. So
how many weeks you think? That was a couple months?
That was probably a 12-weeker, you know, for it to totally heal.
Right.
Damn. And now I don't know what the nature of his wound was, but when you're like out with an infection for at least a month, that's where like you start to think about, man, we got to shut this thing down and, you know, go into, a high-risk type of situation because you don't want one of those infections going on for too long. It can get bad. He said they still have not made a decision on moving Dak Prescott to the IR yet. I know we were talking the last hour about maybe a report at the top of the hour, but we're not hearing anything new yet,
not
Brian?
Not yet. Nothing yet. I'm still, again, trying to work on some things. There's a couple different angles. We'll see if that gets out, and hopefully by the end of the show I'll have something for you if that's the case.
Yes, sir. That'd be great. Wanye Thomas in concussion protocol and not practicing. Mm-hmm. As far as the Mingo thing, McCarthy did confirm what Brian told you. They're trusting their draft grades when it comes to Mingo. Said that Cowboys had a third-round grade on him, as Brian told you there at the top of the show, was a 30 visit at the Star in 2023.
Top of the third round, 130 was the number.
Yeah, it's an interesting like conversation. How do you weigh what we just saw from our college evaluation now like a year and a half in the pros? Mm. You know, I mean, how far removed from college do you no longer go back to what was our evaluation then?
Yeah, I think, you know, within the first month of the season, if the guy's not performing and he looks a little busty, I'm starting to get a little worried, you know, and then mid-season you're evaluating right now, you know, and by the time you're at the end of the first year, if it's terrible like Mozzie Smith, I think at that point you're like, this is the last shot. Like, how's he show up in training camp? You know, you digest all those lessons, you figure out what your body needs to execute the job a little bit better. And by the time we're a month into the second season, I think at that point, the college evaluation for me is almost useless. Brian, how would Scout Brian answer that question?
Yeah, I think you get to a certain point in time, though, that you do have 2 years, well, a year and a half at least, looking at the player. I think you probably could have an idea. I think the evaluation part of it, too, is I keep talking about the quarterback situation at Carolina. You know, I would have a hard time of really evaluating. I had a hard time watching the tape, you know, when I was showing.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
When you guys.
Yeah, and I mean, Eric and I were laughing at each other. There was one throw that was like, just, no, what the hell?
I was like, was that the red rifle?
Yeah, this guy has absolutely no shot. So yeah.
You give him a little bit of extra time because he's in a dumpster fire.
Absolutely do. I say I don't think any of us have a problem with going out and trying to get players.
Not at all.
We have problems with the compensation when the team is not playing very well right now, because that compensation could be significant in trying to help you get this thing back on track. You know, especially for a team that likes to draft and develop. And I personally, please don't let this be a situation where all of a sudden you want to get back in the fourth round in day three to start the day, and now you have to give two more picks to trade with somebody to get in. So now you used basically three picks, you know, to try and get something done.
Brutal. Tough asset management once again for this Cowboys front office. I'm flirting with the idea of asking Steven on Friday, like, don't you think the media or fans have a right to say maybe we know as much as you have about team building with some of these decisions? Like, the string is brutal. I would have to come up with a clever way to word it and maybe give a disclaimer at the beginning. But, like, you guys didn't know the team was bad in training camp. You know, the trade for Phillips, can't evaluate that.
Well, then don't use me in your evaluation because I thought the team was going to be better. I mean, if you want to say that you think that we knew better.
The Phillips one, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, because you're
trading for guys that can't play. I don't need, you know, to reference anybody. You know,
no, I'm just saying.
The proof's in the pudding.
I know me personally. There's some misevaluations I had of their team this summer. Myself. Yeah. That I always look at my evaluation of why something happened. You know, we're just going through an election cycle right now. I'm sure that the Democrats are going to sit down and look at what went wrong. I do the same thing when I go about a football team. I take a lot of pride in coming on and talking about this team. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I could see why there was some misevaluation because I did the same damn thing.
Yeah, but we still picked him to win 9 games. We still had like a big step back. And then the injuries have really compounded everything to make it even worse than what we had originally thought.
Yeah. Yeah. The Dak injury, I think, now puts you in a situation where 5-12 is very likely. From this point forward, if I had to predict, I'd say 6-11 is their most likely end of the season.
That's
two or three more wins.
They don't need, everybody's out there and talking about tanking and stuff. No, just play games. They'll lose games by 5, 6, 7 points. That's the way it looks like this team is going to go.
I liked what you said, though, there, Brian. Like, you care, and then you go back and reevaluate it.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll change the way you do it again moving forward.
Absolutely. I think that you have to, you know, when you do this job, you got to look at it. Now, they do it on a level where, you know, it's the wins and losses. I look at it as, like, trying to make sure that our audience understands why. Why do I feel like that this has a possibility or why it doesn't.
And that's a concern. I wonder how much reflection there is when it comes to, you know, the Jones family with that, because there's a lot of the same mistakes that have been made over and over again over the last 3 decades.
I know a big part of their job and the player's job is blocking out the noise, and you don't want to be spending time, you know, thinking about what other people are saying about the job that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think at some point that works against you. Like, oh, no, these people don't know what they're saying. These people don't know what they're saying. And you're going to the people that, you know, are going to say things back to you that you like to hear, you know, and you're going to you're listening a lot, but you're not listening to a variety. You don't have good diversity of thought in the people that are giving you feedback.
Yeah, I think you have to evaluate the people that you have to evaluate the graders. You know, if you're Jerry Jones and you're consistently getting information that's, you know, maybe Jerry Jones didn't want to sign Dak Prescott, and then all of a sudden he's convinced he has to. Or maybe Jerry Jones said, hey, I got to sign Dak Prescott, and nobody else wanted to. You know, there's the evaluations right there. You just can't consistently keep every year listening to the same folks if you're getting bad information. That's what the evaluations that you have to make.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Blogging the boys had 3 burning questions following the Cowboys' loss to the Falcons. The first one, how does Prescott's injury change perspectives on the rest of 2024? I think it just makes it easy for everybody to acknowledge that this is now about development. It's about getting young players learned up to a point where maybe they can help you make a push back to the playoffs in 2025 or 2026. But, like, talking wins and losses in the playoffs is just a moot point as we sit here today.
Yeah. And it adds an extra layer of excuse making that they can point to as the season goes on and afterwards to say all the injuries we had last year.
Yeah.
You know, we would have got that thing turned around.
Yeah. Allows, you know, some folks to avoid accountability. That's question 2. Does anyone benefit from Prescott's absence, Chief? I think you just answered it.
Boom.
Yeah. The excuse machine is just, it's operating optimally at this point.
Maybe Cooper Rush or Trey Lance, they could earn some money if they go out and play well.
And then is Rico officially running back 1 now? Yeah, without a doubt, should be. Like, if we get Zeke back in the mix after everything that's transpired, we got much bigger things to worry about. So salute to blogging the boys there. Time now for Krusty's Corner, Brian. What are we looking at today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about this Philadelphia offense. I think there's a couple of spots you can maybe try and take advantage of. We'll do that next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.